action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Candleland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
With you, and it is a beautiful afternoon for some baseball here in northeastern Kansas. Just a little bit of a breeze, but ultimately it's keeping us in about the mid-60s temperature-wise, and can ask for a better day than that here in the spring with all the wild weather we've been having as of late. These two teams are very solid, both in terms of their offense. The pitching is going to be where this game is won. It should be a very interesting one, as the Sabetha Blue Jays are averaging 9.7 runs per game, and the Caws are averaging 12.6 runs per game. But like I said, it's going to come down to the pitching, as Perry the Compton is giving up 5.1 runs per game, and Sabetha is giving up 4.6. Well, Sabetha, they went to state last year. They lost the first round, hoping to go deeper this year, as a tough loss in the first round to Columbus, so the 5-4 loss. And, I mean, they won the state championship in 2018 and 2019, hoping to get back to there this season again at Toyton Family Stadium, home of the Kansas State Wildcats. And, I mean, you take a look at this Sabetha team this season, they've already matched the same amount of totals in the Big 7 than they did last year with 6. They're a perfect 6-0 in Big 7 play, and last year they went 6-6. And the Blue Jays have won 8 games in a row since getting swept in their home opening doubleheader against Rock Creek. That was all the way back on March 23rd, and they have only allowed more than three runs twice during that streak, with both coming against Nemaha Central in their most recent games. They won that first game 20-17, in the second game 7-4. Well, they're currently first place in the Big 7. They are tied atop the 3A Nemaha Central region. And as for Perry the Compton, they are currently tied for third in the Big 7, and they are actually first in their Hiawatha Regional. And I'll get to those standings here in just a little bit. So kind of talking about this offense for Sabetha a little bit more, they're batting a collective 300 this season with an on-base percentage of 435. And oh, by the way, they love to steal. They average 5.7 steals per game. And this pitching, it's feast or famine in the 58 innings pitched so far this season. They've allowed 55 walks and 50 hits. And they do, however, have 54 strikeouts and an opponent batting average of just 234. So very solid stuff in that regard. And as for Perry the Compton, they are looking to try to climb to and stay atop of the Hiawatha Regional. It's a little bit wonky with how things are determined. It goes according to win percentage, which they're in first in that, but they're actually a half game back of a couple of teams. And like I said, we'll get to that here in just a little bit. Well, let's go ahead and talk about the standings as well as the starting lineups coming up here in a couple minutes. But first, we have our national anthem, so we'll go ahead and step aside. You're listening to High School Baseball here at 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, strut, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services. With Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126. Or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
to get first pitch underway between Sabetha and Perry of the Compton. Jared Thuppe from Sabetha, and boy, I mean, I tell you, this ballpark lives up to the hype. Got the turf on the infield, got the grass going nice and green in the outfield, and it is terrific. We got the Blue Jays on the field first, wearing their navy jerseys and gray pants. As for the cause, they're wearing their royal blue jerseys with black sleeves and white accents with white letters and numbers with their gray pants as well. Start off with the hitting order for the Perry of the Compton cause, who come into this game 5-2 overall and 4-2 in Big 7 play. Leading off and playing shortstop is the sophomore Eli Dean. Batting second and playing second is the senior Brock Patton. Batting third and playing third is the senior Ty Williams. Batting cleanup and playing center field is senior Gunnar Ball. Batting fifth and playing first is junior Caden Byers. Batting sixth and catching is junior Zach Essman. Batting seventh and playing right field is freshman Garrett Metcalf. Batting eighth and DHing is junior Wyatt Spencer. And batting ninth and pitching is junior Tristan Norwood. And Kale Gorski, the senior, is playing left field but not batting. And as for the defense for the Blue Jays, going from left to right in the infield, we have Chase Fry playing at third base. We have Garber playing a short. Vuce, not in the hitting order, but playing second base. And Jacob Grimm, the junior, he'll be at first base. Aiden Lang is in left field, the junior. It'll be Marcus Bauman, the junior, in center field. And Niehaus, the senior, Noel Niehaus, he'll be in right field with Herman behind the plate, Josh Herman, the senior catcher for the Blue Jays. Again, temperature mid-60s, sunny, a little bit of smoke coming from some of the farmers burning, doing their annual burning. Nothing out of the ordinary. With that little wind, allows the farmers to do so. And we are ready to go as the right-handed sophomore Eli Dean steps in, and we are underway. First pitch is in there, fastball right down the heart of the plate with McAfee on the rubber for the Blue Jays. As mentioned, Sabetha's pitching has gotten a lot better as of recent, as that one's in the dirt outside for ball one. Only have given up more than three runs twice in their 8-game winning streak, but that was in their most two recent games against Nemaha Central. They won that first game 20-17, and their second game 7-4. And a foul ball, I think, was off of the foot of Eli Dean, as he it is, because he's hobbling back over towards the Sabetha dugout. They'll try to shake it off and step back in there. Went into the field of play, but as mentioned, it's off his foot, so it makes it 1-2. First batter faced for McAfee. Wind up in the 1-2. In the dirt and outside. Evens up the count. So McAfee's numbers so far this season, 11 innings pitched. This is his fourth start of the season, 1-0 record. He's given up 9 hits, 4 in runs, and 6 walks with 14 strikeouts, which leads the team. 255 ERA and a 136 whip and an opponent batting average of 257. That one's up and in. Makes our count full. So quite the AB here so far for the sophomore, number 9, Eli Dean, for Perry the Compton. Fouled straight back, and we'll do it again. Head coach for Perry of the Compton is Ken Houck, and for Sabetha, head coach is Curtis Hamilton. Starting right at 4:30 this afternoon. Here's another 3-2, and that one is inside. A fantastic plate appearance for Eli Dean, and he's awarded first base. And that will bring up Brock Patton, a senior second baseman for Perry of the Compton. After that 7-pitch walk, so McAfee goes from the stretch for the first time and check back over at first, throwing to his first baseman Grimm, not in time. Decent sized lead for Dean over there at first, hit in the air towards center field on the second pitch of the AB, first pitch of the AB. It's bobbled and caught. Fantastic concentration by Garber to make the catch for route number one. About 10 feet into center field. And it makes it one gone for Ty Williams, the senior third baseman for the cause. Dean has his lead over at first. Here's the pitch. A hair outside over the white chalk in the left-hand batter's box. Makes it 1-0. One gone here, top of first. We're back over to first, not in time. Gunnar Ball, fantastic athlete for Perry LeCompton, no matter the sport, as here's the pitch, held straight back. One and one now the count. Pitch is break. Comes to play. Also, Foster back. 22. And Dean was on his way to second base, so we're turning back to first. So far, these cause batters have been battling. First, Dean, he took 7 pitches and was awarded first base. This one's in the dirt. Nice stop by Herman. Goes in the dirt for ball 2. Evens up the count. McAfee sees what he wants and comes to the plate. And that one's fouled straight back. Once again, first base side and just over the Perry LeCompton bench, and we'll do it again. 2-2 count. So this Perry LeCompton team last year losing in the Wellsville Regional Semifinals to Bishop Ward from Kansas City. 7-0 was the final in that game. Perry LeCompton this season most recently picking up a pair of losses to Jefferson West, a very good Jeff West team. That was on Thursday. That ball's hit hard. Grounder. Garber throws it over to second and over to first. Time for the double play. Does himself, actually. So they get the double play, and that will end at the top of the first. We're scoreless. We'll go to the bottom of the first here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Village Sampler and Sabetha is proud to partner with you for prom season. They offer tuxedo rentals with options for a full suit or by the piece. Plus a new book with lots of unique options, but shop early to ensure availability. Village Sampler can also help you customize your corsage or boutonnieres. And they have fresh flowers for every occasion. Stop by to browse spring gifts and home decor, including the popular 868 candles that are now restocked. Village Sampler, your local hometown florist and prom partner for tuxes, corsages, and boutonnieres in downtown Sabetha.
At Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, we are committed to bringing quality care and services to our patients and their families. We have been serving Nemaha and Brown counties since 1979 and partner with your local medical provider to establish a plan of care tailored to you, the patient. Give Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice a call at 785-284-2288. Caring for patients and their families, one life at a time.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Go to the bottom of the first, and we take a look at the hitting order for the Sabetha Blue Jays for the first time this afternoon. Leading off and catching is senior Josh Herman. Batting second and playing center field is junior Marcus Bauman. Batting third and pitching is the junior pitcher Christian McAfee. Batting cleanup and playing third base is junior Chase Fry. Batting fifth and DHing is sophomore Mitchell Kramer. Batting sixth is right fielder, sophomore Noel Niehaus. Batting seventh and playing first base is junior Jacob Grimm. Batting eighth and playing left field is junior Dean Lynn. And batting shortstop is junior Matt Silver with Nathan Dusty. Senior. And this third and short pass. Fires at first. Norwood on the rubber. Esmond on plate. Gorski is in left field. Ball in center. Niehaus is right. All right, here we go with Josh Herman coming to the plate. And it's completely empty. Space outside. Ball 1-10 hits. And there's a 30-line pass with a trio at double Socrates. And he doesn't strike out once this season. That was in their first strike. He's down 1-1. Play appearances, 10 games, 0 strikeouts. Very impressive. Second apple. Player 0. And he has his ball ball is hit towards right field, trying to track it is Metcalf, and he cannot. It drops in foul territory.
Flatbed drivers, CommTS and Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CommTS and Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com.
All right, we are back. We're having some technical difficulties. Apologies for that, but got one down here in the bottom of the first as Marcus Bauman comes to the plate. Josh Herman being retired for one out. Down with another player that has not striked out yet this season. That one's fouled straight back. Evens up the count 1-1. One gone here. Bottom of one. Scoreless. Jared Sluffy with you. Live here in Sabetha. Bauman, the junior center fielder. As Norwood. Breaking from the stretch and a check swing. That almost got him on the hands. But it gets a piece of the bat, so it'll be a foul ball. An orange and blue bat. I know for some teams it's a tradition for the entire team to use one bat because it's quote-unquote good luck. We'll see what these two teams have going on in that regard today. 1-2 pitch. Now one missing a hair outside. Evens up the count. 2-2. Norwood comes set and delivers. And that one over the head of Bauman. Probably would have hit his helmet if he wouldn't have ducked out of the way. That was a fastball, so protecting himself. Makes it 3-2. Here's the pitch. Chopped foul behind home plate. To the Sabetha dugout side with McAfee on deck. He'll retrieve it, and underhand it to the umpire. We're back underway. Bases are empty. One gone. Bottom of one. Here's the pitch. And again, foul. This time off home plate and off the bounce, hitting the left foot of the junior center fielder for Sabetha. He'll stand back in. Norwood, again, nobody on base, but going from the stretch. 3-2 pitch. That's outside, ball four. So both pitchers with a walk in the first inning. In the top of the first, the cause had Eli Dean walk, and then it was a fly out by Patton, then a ground ball into a double play from Ty Williams. McAfee, the left-hander. No batting gloves for the junior. Check back over at first. Not in time. Bauman, 10 stolen bases, leads the team. As mentioned, the team as a whole averaging 5.7 steals per game. That one fouled straight back over the net. McAfee trying to help his own cause here. Or help his own Jays, if you will. Norwood checks over at first. He'll throw it over there. Not in time. Good pickoff move, but Bauman just too quick. Mentioned the outfield grass. Very green. Not very many bad spots out there. And you can, as there goes Bauman, as it's hit towards the third baseman. Williams can't scoop it. Goes underneath his glove. That's going to be an error. And that will allow Bauman to get to second, and McAfee reaches on the E5. But what I was saying is that just driving around town, there's hardly any brown spots in the grass across town. The rain has really helped this town here in Sabetha really green up. It's looking great. Case Fry comes to plate, the third baseman. He's a junior. Runners on first and second. First time we've seen multiple batters on base. Excuse me, multiple runners on base, that is, at the first pitch. Misses inside. Fry this season batting .324 with a .410 on base percentage. That's fouled out of play, making it 1-1. 11 hits on the year, with 3 doubles, tied for the most on the team with 6 RBI, 7 runs. He does have the most strikeouts on the team. 1-1 pitch. Bounce right back to the screen, make it 1-2. Not bad at all, though, with 10. It's just averaging 1 a game. Just kind of goes to show how fantastic this team is hitting overall, batting .300 as a unit. .435 on base percentage, almost the more important statistic. And the batting average, 9.7 runs per game, giving up just 4.6. And pickoff move, turning back towards second base. Nobody covering for the cause. He holds on to the baseball. 1-2 count. Runners on first and second. One gone here, bottom of one. We are scoreless. Swing and a miss. Pitch that was inside. That would have been for a ball, and that will be out number two. That brings up number 5 batter, Mitchell Kramer, the sophomore designated hitter. Bauman reached via base on balls and then got to second off of the error. McAfee grounded it towards third baseman. Is that one opposite field foul in the outfield over the pair of the Compton bullpen? 319 dead left, 317 dead right, 359 left center, 361 right center, and 381 straightaway center field. 0-1 pitch, and they're going to just barely miss the pickoff move back to second. Patton went over to cover, and Bauman, as soon as that leg was lifted, he took a step towards third, but he was able to retreat using his speed. As mentioned, he leads the team in steal. That's a nice breaking ball that just misses inside, though, trying to sneak in through the back door. Count is 1-1. Kramer stands back in. And that one just missing his head, ducking out of the way, makes it 2-1. Norwood looking for just one more out here. There's a pitch. Bounce right back to the screen once again, making it 2-2. One strike away from escaping this inning. I mentioned how great the offenses are, and that the pitching will be what determines who's the victor here this afternoon. And so far, a pretty good start for both pitchers. And Norwood trying to get out of this jam. In the air, well towards right field. Backing up is Metcalf. He's got room, though, and he'll make the catch for the final out. So after one, we're still scoreless. We'll go to the top of the second here. Coming up next on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, customer, are the owner.
KNZA.
After one, we are scoreless. Pair of the Compton at Sabetha. Well, I promised you at the top of the broadcast that we get you some standings, so let's take a look at them. First, for the Big 7, Sabetha is a full game up in first place at 6-0 in league play, 8-2 overall. In second is Jeff West, who beat this pair of the Compton team. They're 5-1. They are a full game back and 7-2 on the regular season. Hiawatha, pair of the Compton, are tied for third, two games back at 4-2 in league play. Red Hawks are 7-4, and the Cavs are 5-2 overall. Nemaha Central is in solo fifth at 3-3 in league play, three games back, 5-3 overall, as Gunnar Ball comes to plate, the senior center fielder for pair of the Compton. In sixth is Royal Valley. They're 2-4, four games back in first place, and 2-8 overall. Riverside is in seventh at 0-6, six games back, 1-9 overall. And that one is fouled straight back to the screen. Even count 1-1. And then Holton, they are in eighth. Well, I guess technically tied for seventh because they are also 0-6, six games back at 0-9 on the regular season. McAfee back on the mound for Sabetha. Here's a 1-1 pitch. That one outside missing to Gunnar Ball. As for the Nemaha Central Regional standings, Sabetha and Silver Lake are currently tied atop as of games played up until this point. They are 8-2. That one's fouled, hit well, out of play though. 2-2 now the count. Nemaha Central and Rossville, they are tied for third, with Nemaha Central at 5-3 and Rossville 6-4, two full games back, as chopped foul, this time to the third base side. In fifth place is Concordia. They are three games out of first place and 4-4 overall. Marysville is in sixth at 4-6, four games back. Minneapolis is in seventh at 1-8, 6.5 games back, and Riley County is 1-9, eight games back of first place. Now this is up and away, makes the count full. So that regional tournament will take place in Seneca on May 15th and finish up on the 17th. 3-2 pitch. That one's in there. Strike three. Got him looking. And Gunnar Ball goes down on strikes for out number one. As for the Hiawatha regional standings, pair of the Compton is also in first, according to Keisha, since they have the highest winning percentage at 714. They have a 5-2 record. They are, however, a half game back of Jefferson West and Bishop Ward. Jefferson West, they are 7-3, as that one is hit opposite field, but right on the line to Fry. He'll make the catch for out number two. So since it goes to a winning percentage and not in the amount of games won or lost here, it's kind of confusing how that works out. So Jefferson West, even though they're a half game up on pair of the Compton, they're actually technically back against pair of the Compton, as they have, Jeff West has a 700 winning percentage. Bishop Ward has 667. They are tied in terms of the record as Zach Essman, the junior catcher for pair of the Compton, comes to the plate. Hiawatha, they are tied with pair of the Compton in terms of their wins versus losses, and that one's swinging a miss for strike one. Hiawatha is 7-4. Pair of the Compton is 5-2, but with a 636 win percentage. So running that back, pair of the Compton's in first at 714. Jeff West is in second at 700. Bishop Ward is in third at 667, as that one misses for a ball. And Hiawatha is in fourth at 636. Morehill Mount Academy, though, is kind of the team that's out of that mix a little bit, but they're still just only a full game back at 7-5, 583 winning percentage. Now missing for a ball as well, makes it 3-1 for Zach Essman. And then after that, those are the only teams that are above 500. ACCHS is 3-5 in sixth place. Royal Valley is 2-8 in seventh place. And Riverside D-West is in eighth. And they are 1-9. That one's slowly grounded. Hustling is Garber to scoop it up and throw it. And it is in time for the out. Well done by the senior. And that will retire the side. 1-2-3. Six up, six down for the pitcher, McAfee, will go to the bottom of the second. We are scoreless here at 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 to learn how today.
We've all heard the phrase, that'll buff out, but in the collision repair industry, this is usually not the case. At Moro Collision Repair, we are prepared for the cases that take more than a buff job to restore your vehicle to pre-accident condition. Our high-tech paint booth and quality refinish allows us to return your vehicle to you with a better-than-factory paint job. Moro Collision Repair maintains excellence in every detail, from quality of our equipment to doing our part in protecting the environment by being the only shop in this area to spray water-based paint.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
To the bottom of the second, we are scoreless. It'll be Noel Niehaus leading off, the sophomore right fielder. And I failed to mention before the break that that Hiawatha Regional involving the cause, that will be on the 16th and the 17th of May, as there's a slider that misses inside for ball one. And Norwood's not happy, I think, with the call. He liked that spot that he put that backdoor slider in. 1-0 pitch, fastball in on the hand, swing and a miss. Niehaus on the season, batting .263, 19 at-bats, 5 hits, and he leads the team in runs with 15. That one's in there for a strike, up and away in his zone. Next location, that fastball from Norwood, the right-handed pitcher who works from the stretch despite no base runners. Here's the 1-2. Inside, that one missing, and on the knees, evens the count at 2-2. So for Perry the Compton, they won their first 5 games and lost their last 2 in a couple of high-scoring matches against Jeff West this past Thursday. Their first game they lost, that went 14-13. The second one they lost 11-9. That fastball misses low and away to make the count full 3-2. As for Sabetha, they did the inverse. They lost their first 2 games against Rock Creek, losing the first game 14-4, and then just barely losing the second game 3-1. Those are games on the road. They haven't lost since. Swing and a miss. Blew that fastball by him. And that is out number 1. That'll bring up the junior first baseman, Jacob Grimm, for Sabetha. So a remaining schedule for both teams for the cause. After today, they go to a tournament in Kansas City. That'll be on the 20th. And then on the 27th, they take on the Redhawks of Hiawatha. Big swing and a miss from the first baseman for the Blue Jays, Jacob Grimm. Then after that game on the 27th, they have a doubleheader against Nemaha Central. That's going to be a big one for the cause and the Thunder. Again, that's on May 1st, and just barely getting a piece of that slider, fouling it straight back. On the 4th, they have a couple games at Royal Valley, then finish it off with a doubleheader non-league action against Pleasant Ridge, the Rams. As for Sabetha, after today, they only have 4 doubleheaders left in the regular season. Hard to believe that we're kind of winding down the spring season already. So that's kind of a check swing towards right field. That's going to drop in for our first base hit of the afternoon. So Jacob Grimm getting his fifth hit of the season, coming into the game batting .286. And that brings up Aiden Lang, the junior left fielder. Has 3 hits on the season, 6 runs, and 4 stolen bases. Batting in the 8 hole this afternoon. Check back over at first, not in time, but talking about the remaining schedule for Sabetha after today. A week from today, they'll be at Holton. A Wildcats team has really struggled this season. Then they'll have a couple big games here at home against Jefferson West. That ball's fouled right field side. Makes it 0-2. So you don't want to miss that one. That's, as of right now, the top 2 teams in the league. Then they go to Royal Valley on May 1st and finish it up with a non-league game versus Rossville. The Bulldogs come to town on May 4th. Check back over at first, not in time. We also have a couple of open dates on the 8th and the 11th for any makeups as well, and then those regionals start on the 16th and 17th, or the 15th and 17th, depending on which team. That one's fouled, right field side once again, making it 0-2. One gone here, bottom of the second, runner aboard as Jacob Grimm had a blooper to right field for a base hit. It was our first hit of the day. 0-2 pitch. In there, strike 3. It looked like it was a little bit outside, but giving him the call for strikeout number 3 of the afternoon for Kristen Norwood. And now it'll bring up the senior shortstop, Matthew Garber. First pitch. That one misses a hair outside for ball 1. Garber batting .250 on the year. He's played in 9 of the 11 games so far this season. That one went opposite field into right field between Patton and Byers for a base hit. and a big round around second base for Grimm, but he retreats. He's in there in time. So that will make it. Runners on first and second for the second straight inning for Josh Herman. Was retired in the top of the first inning. Bottom of the first inning. And I could smell the fumes coming from the grills up here in the press box. It's killing me right now. As first pitch in there for a strike. I'm assuming missing for a ball. Thank you, Park. Good back at second. Here's the pitch. And up the middle, in between the legs of Norwood, to the second baseman. And a flip over to second base is in time for the final out. That was well done by Patton. He gets the out, and that is the end of the inning. After two, we're still scoreless. We'll go to the top of the third with the bottom of the hitting order coming up for the cause here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Kellerman Insurance in Holton.
My name is Cindy Weiler, and I have 24 years in personal lines insurance. I quote not only home and auto, but travel trailer, ATV, motorcycle, and boat. We have many companies that we quote with for your property. Call or come by, and we can find one that best fits your needs.
I'm Cindy Howard. We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at kellermaninsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the hitting order coming up for Ken Houck's pair of the Compton cause. It's Garrett Metcalf, Wyatt Spencer, and Tristan Norwood. It's six up, six down in kind of an unconventional way. In the first inning, Eli Dean led off with a walk, but he was retired on a double play ball, so we have 7-8-9 coming up in the third. Hasn't allowed any hits yet is McAfee, the starting pitcher for the Blue Jays. Just one walk and a strikeout. Metcalf, the only, one of two underclassmen in the starting lineup. Dean and Metcalf. Metcalf just a freshman, the only freshman. Starting right fielder, first pitch, swing and a miss, high heat. Blew it by him. As McAfee operates from the windup, that one's about 3 feet in front of home plate. It's stopped by Herman, protecting his umpire. Sure in his head, he's giving him a pat on the back for that one. The 1-1 pitch. In the air towards right field, and that will be caught on a line. Well read by Niehaus for out number one. And that will bring up Wyatt Spencer, the junior designated hitter for the cause. Defensive alignment for the Blue Jays, leaving a big gap up the middle of the infield. That one, fastball way outside, missing the glove of Herman and going to the backstop for ball one. So you cannot ask for a better spring afternoon to play some baseball here in Northeast Kansas. 1-0 pitch in the dirt, and that might have gotten a piece of the umpire's shin guard. Another his or Herman's, couldn't tell as that one was in the dirt. So McAfee a little bit wild here, throwing a couple of wilder pitches. As long as he can record those outs, though, doesn't really matter. 2-0 pitch, one gone, nobody aboard for the cause offense. Here's the pitch from McAfee. That one's just a hair inside on a fastball. Makes it 3-0. Tell you what, you'd be a little too wild, but at the same time, if you can throw those occasional strikes, you can kind of get those opposing batters a little bit scared a little bit, as that one's a fastball down the heart of the plate to make it 3-1. Just trying to throw a strike here. Spencer, quick check down with his coach at third base. There's a swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch on the outside corner of the plate, and all of a sudden, the count is full. Wind up in the pitch. In there, strike three, got him outside corner. From a 3-0 to striking him out, got him looking. And that will bring up Tristan Norwood, the junior pitcher, after McAfee records his second strikeout of the game. Both are strikeouts looking. First pitch, the opposing pitcher hit in the air towards left center field. Bauman will make the catch with no problem. So nine up, nine down. No hits through the first time through the hitting order. We'll go to the bottom of the third. We are scoreless here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
DSB is now paying 3.94% on new CDs and IRAs open for 1 or 2 years. That's a 4.0% annual percentage yield with a $500 minimum opening. Brand new depositors are welcome at any DSB location.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Third, we are still scoreless. Jared Sluppy with you from Sabetha, as the Blue Jays are welcoming in the Perry LeCompton cause for a marquee doubleheader here this afternoon. Two teams towards the top of the Big Seven. With Sabetha in first, they're 6-0 as prepared the Compton. They are tied for third at 4-2. So big games for both teams. And they got some big games remaining as well. Perry the Compton will have Hiawatha on the 27th after a tournament in Kansas City on the 20th. And then a couple big games against Nemaha Central as well. So this is a big stretch in the schedule for Perry the Compton as the first pitch is a taken strike from Marcus Bauman, who led off with a walk in his first at bat, reached second base and was stranded there. And the 0-1 pitch misses inside, and that will even the count 1-1. So McAfee, the starting pitcher for the Blue Jays, has thrown some kind of wild pitches, but at the same time, he's getting the job done. Hasn't allowed a hit yet. Just one walk. Is that one missing outside? And as for the cause starting pitcher, Tristan Norwood, well, he's got four strikeouts already, including Josh Herman striking out for the first time this season. That was a swing and a miss from Bauman, who also has not striking out this season and can try to strike him out right here on this 2-2 pitch coming up. Norwood back to the stretch. Here it comes. That's a grounder, second base side for Patton. He'll scoop it up, no problem. It bounces up to his chest, tosses it over to Byers, makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Christian McAfee, the pitcher for the Blue Jays. He reached on an error, hit to the third base side. Williams couldn't handle it, went through his five hole. First pitch to the left-handed hitter. That one's in there. Strike one taken. Fastball a little bit low in the zone, but in there for a strike regardless. McAfee batting .382 on the season, leads the team in hits with 13, and hits this one towards left center field. Hit well, backing up and making the catch is Ball. Well done by Gunnar Ball. About 5 feet in front of the warning track. Not having any wind helping, with winds only blowing about 5 to 10 miles an hour out of the south. And that will bring up Chase Fry, the junior third baseman. For the second time today, struck out swinging his first time up. First pitch slider into left field, now dropping four base hit. And that is the third hit of the ball game for either team. And all of them have come off the bats of the Sabetha Blue Jays. That brings up Mitchell Kramer, flew out to right field his first time up. Kramer coming into today, batting .238 with 5 hits out of 23 plate appearances and 21 ABs. Tied for third on the team in runs with 9. First pitch. They're down to second, and that one is in time, and he got him. That's going to be a caught stealing out with the Sabetha team that averages almost 6 steals a game. That's their first attempt, and it's unsuccessful. That is the end of the inning as well. So we will head to the fourth. We are still scoreless here in Sabetha, here at 103.9 FM, KNZA.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
KNZA.
After 3, we are still scoreless here in Sabetha as the pair of the Compton Cause are back to the plate. These are two teams that are, well, as of so far this season, known for their offense. With the first pitch missing inside and low to Eli Dean, the leadoff hitter of our ball game. The sophomore shortstop hits this one towards right field. Will hang up enough. It will hang up enough for the right fielder Niehaus to make the catch, and that'll be out number 1. As he reached on a walk, he's been the only base runner today for the Cause. That'll bring up Brock Patton, flew out to the shortstop. Matthew Garber made the catch in shallow center field. As that one is inside, but Sabetha averaging 9.7 runs per game, pair of the Compton averaging 12.6 runs per game. And it's been all about the pitching here today. Swing and a miss. A fastball by him on the outside corner of the plate. Sabetha's pitching, averaging 4.6 runs allowed. Fairly Compton's 5.1. That one misses low and away. Makes it 2-1. Fairly Compton looking for their first hit of the ball game. This is up high for ball 3. Taking some time in between pitches here is McAfee licking his fingers. Wind up and the pitch. Now this is outside, 5-pitch walk. Second base runner of the ball game for pair of the Compton. So that'll bring up the number 3 hitter, Ty Williams, the third baseman. Routed into a double play in that first inning. Senior trying to get Patton over here. First pitch, outside corner, just barely missing by a hair. It was a pitch last inning by McAfee at that exact spot that was called a strike, but this time calling it a ball. He comes set. Here is the 1-0. Up the middle. And nice sliding grab of the second baseman. Flip over to second in time. First, not in time, but getting the force out at second. Fantastic play by Voos. Nathan Voos, the senior second baseman, not in the hitting order, but making a fantastic defensive play there. So Williams reaches on a fielder's choice, and Gunnar Ball comes back to the plate. Struck out his first time looking. So two gone. Back over to first. Not in time. Good pickoff move from McAfee. And McAfee hasn't had to operate too much from the stretch, but he has been executing very well so far. That one, a pitch take on the outside corner for a strike. Again, that spot trying to figure out whether that's a ball or a strike. Had a few pitches that are right in that exact spot. Back over to first and in time. The ball at the plate, Byers on deck, Essman in the hole. If they go that far, there is two outs here. Top of four, we are scoreless. In the air, shallow right field. It's hooking, and in foul territory, the catch is made by Metcalf. Good hustle by the freshman to make the play. And that is the end of the minor threat here in the top of the fourth. We go to the bottom. You're on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
KNZA.
Going to the bottom of the fourth with the Blue Jays coming back to the plate. Sabetha, Parrot Compton, we are scoreless. Mitchell Kramer, the designated hitter at the plate. First pitch. Taken inside for ball one. Tristan Norwood, the starting pitcher for Parrot Compton, doing a very good job. He's given up just three hits. That one's in there for a strike. It's taken. He gave up one last inning, but a caught stealing. Slider fouled straight back. Makes it one and two. It was Chase Fry who singled up the middle and was gunned down at second base by Essman, the catcher for the Gauss. Here's the 1-2. Hit to the second baseman. Patton fields it cleanly, throw to first. In time, easy out, just like the third inning started. It'll ground out 4-3, and that'll bring up Noel Niehaus, the sophomore right fielder. Struck out swinging his first time up. Only four base runners so far for Sabetha, and just two for the Cause. There's that one in there for a strike just... Barely it gets grazing that outside corner. Again, that's the spot where the umpire has been kind of hit and miss with whether that's a strike or a ball. There's a slider swinging a miss. He was looking fastball. He was way ahead of that one. Niehaus, one of two underclassmen, just like Parrot Compton. Better underclassmen. This one's chopped, and that'll be into the gap into left field. Past the diving Williams. Around first and stay there. That's a single. You haven't had an extra base hit all day yet either. All four hits today have been from Sabetha, and they've all been singles. That brings up Jacob Grimm, who had a hit. That was in the second inning. That was in between Patton and Byers, right side of the infield. First pitch missing outside for ball one. One gone here, bottom of the fourth. We are still scoreless. Tristan Norwood, the starting pitcher for Parrot Compton, checks for space, pitches, swing and a miss. High fastball. And another nice pitch from the right-handed starter. Count is now 1-1. Fencing over at first. The pitch is outside. Makes it 2-1. Norwood, a junior. Only made one plate appearance so far today, batting in the ninth spot. Again, oh, they called that a strike. Oh, my goodness. That evens the count up at 2-2. The umpire took a while to make that call as well. Direct over to first, not in time. That pitch looked like it was further outside than a couple of previous pitches that he called a ball. Here's a pitch. Hit in the air, right field on a fastball. This might be caught, and it will be. Throw back over to first, and not in time. It gets past the first baseman, but there is Essman to back it up. So that's an F9 that retires Grimm. And that will bring up Aiden Lang for the second time today. Struck out looking his first time up. Decent lead by Niehaus over at first, but they've been kind of cautious with sending their runners today as the first pitch missing low for a ball. And the one time they tried to steal, it was Essman who gunned out Chase Fry last inning. For a team that averages 5.7 steals per game, this one hit well center field, but they're tracking it as ball, and he will make the catch to end the inning. So after four, we still have yet to have a runner cross home plate. You're listening to High School Baseball here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. If you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Harley Compton still looking for their first hit of the ball game against McAfee, the right-handed starter for Sabetha. And it will be the big fella, the first baseman, Caden Byers Jr., coming to plate, the left-hander. Wind up and the pitch from McAfee, swing and a miss from the lefty. For strike one. And just like yours truly, McAfee throws right, bats left. 0-1 pitch, grounded, second baseman Voos makes the catch. Throw over to first in time for the first out. Voos made a nice sliding play last inning to get an underhand flip to Garber for a force out. And that will bring up Zach Essman, the catcher. 0-1 with a ground out, his first time up, all the way back in his second inning. First pitch in there, strike one. Nice fastball outside edge of the plate. Again, Sabetha's defense leaving more room up the middle. That's an outside fastball, making it 1-1. Mentioned McAfee. ERA of 2.55 coming into the contest, a whip of 1.36 is that one. This is outside for ball two. McAfee has given up just 9 hits all season coming into today and including today because he has not allowed a hit yet and just 1 walk. That one's hit opposite field to the first baseman. Grimm juggles it, but he fields it and steps on the bag unassisted for out number 2. And that will bring up Garrett Metcalf, freshman, made a nice catch last inning. Two gone, no base runners. Top of five, you're scoreless. First pitch, taking strike. Been a fast-moving ball game. a great display of pitching from both teams. Breaking ball hit up the middle to the shortstop. Garber throw to first a little high, but Grimm able to make the play. Makes a catch, steps on the bag for out number three. A quick 1-2-3 in the top of the fifth, and the side is retired. We'll go to the fifth. Coming up next, we're still scoreless here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is committed to providing fast and friendly hometown service, staffed with experienced and personal pharmacists that treat you like a friend and take the time to answer your questions. With additional downtown locations at the Onega Pharmacy and West Farm in Westmoreland, as well as Tallgrass in Topeka, they have your convenience in mind and are proud to be local pharmacists that you can trust and feel good about. And because of their growth, you get more insurance, Medicare, and copay options. Carry beyond just prescriptions at Onega, Westmoreland, Topeka, and Medical Pharmacy, next to the hospital in Holton.
Bottom of the fifth, Devesa brings Matthew Garber to the plate for the second time today. He had a single all the way back in the second inning. One of the four hits that the Blue Jays have recorded so far this afternoon against Tristan Norwood as this one's chopped to the shortstop. Dean throw to first, and the sophomore makes a play with Byers making a catch for out number one. That brings up the top of the order for the third time today, and that will bring up Josh Herman, the senior catcher. 0-2. Struck out in the first inning, grounded into a force out in the second inning. First pitch in there, strike one. That slider has been working wonders for Norwood. Fastball again chopped right back to Garber. Collection, throw, is dropped. Byers couldn't handle it. That's going to be an E3. And Byers is not happy with Garber. This error we credited for Byers, who dropped it. And for Garber, you got to get the throw up a little bit, but still Byers had to make that play. Marcus Baumann, first pitch taken for strike one, walked in the first inning and grounded out in the third. But could this be an opportunity for Sabetha after the second error of the game? Fouled straight back to the screen for strike two. McAfee is on deck, Fry in the hole. Norwood glances over at first, and there goes the runner. That one's hit towards right field. He's going to have to head it back towards first because that is caught by Metcalf. The throw is not going to be in time, though. It gets away from Byers, but Messman comes over and makes sure that he's not allowed to advance back over to second. So two gone now. It's a big timeout for Norwood, and that brings up Christian McAfee. Can he help his own cause here? As now we have a pinch runner. It'll be Harper Schmelzly, the junior for the Blue Jays. 5 stolen bases on the year, making his 9th game appearance. Also bats 357. McAfee belts this into left field. That's going to be a gapper. Rolls all the way, not quite to the wall, but getting all the way to third. And sting there is Schmelzly. And there'll be runners on second and third. That is our first extra base hit of the day. And can Chase Fry give us our first run of the ball game? The junior stands in. He's 1-for-2. Had a base hit in the third, a single, but was caught stealing. So Schmelzy at third, McAfee at second. First pitch fell straight back to the screen for strike one, two gone. You're in a pivotal bottom of the fifth. A game that means a lot in the Big Seven standings. Sabetha in first at 6-0. That one taken on the outside corner for strike two. So now just one strike away. Perry LeCompton there tied for third with Hiawatha. Two games out of first place at 4-2. Norwood comes set. Here is the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Norwood gets out of the jam with two runners in scoring position. And we are still scoreless. We go to the sixth. Coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KNZA.
Go to the sixth inning. We are still scoreless. Pair the Compton at Sabetha. Jared Sluppy back with you. Reminder that coming up, our next broadcast will be next Monday. We don't have a game this Thursday. It will be Nemaha Central at Hiawatha for the baseball matchup, that is, 4:30. Then we go back to softball next Thursday on the 27th between Royal Valley and Riverside. And then on Monday, May the 1st, we have Holton at Riverside Baseball at 4:30. And then wrap up our coverage on Thursday, May 4th, with Troy at Jefferson County North softball at 4:30. And again, those open dates on Monday, May the 8th, and Thursday, May the 11th for weather. As the first pitch swing and a miss. For strike one to Wyatt Spencer, the designated hitter for Perry LeCompton. And then we have our regional starting up on the 15th and 16th of May. Is that pitch taken for ball one? Spencer struck out looking his first time up. That was back in the third. That one's up and away for ball two. McAfee, of course, still on the mound. He's had four of the five innings, only facing three batters. But the other inning being last inning where he faced just four, where he walked a batter. Spencer trying to be the first Perry LeCompton call with a base hit against Christian McAfee this afternoon. Wind up in the pitch from the Sabetha right-handed starter. And that one's outside. It makes the count full. Spencer checks down with Coach Houck over at third. Gets some encouragement from his bench. And here comes the 3-2. Foul straight back. We'll do it again. In between pitches, McAfee wiping off his pitching hand onto his baseball pants to try to get a better grip here. Here we go again from the windup. And fouled straight to the... almost hitting Kristen Norwood on the on-deck circle, just missing him to his right. This is in between him and the pair of the Compton dugout. So here we go, third try on a 3-2 count. Spencer awaits the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him. It was a pitch inside that could have been ball four, but he's retired via K's for the second time today. That will bring up the number nine hitter, the pitcher, Tristan Norwood, and the junior flew out to center field his first time up. That was all the way back in the third inning. First pitch, that one misses up for ball one. That was a fastball from McAfee. Right back to it, wasting no time. Inside, evens up the count. Norwood hops out of the way. And again, McAfee trying to get a better grip. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Popped in the air. In foul territory, first base side. Might be playable. And sliding to his knees. McAfee, did he catch it or did he not? He did not. It fell to the ground, and it'll be 2-1. That was very close. The first base umpire had the angle to make the call. Makes it 2-1. Still one gone here in the top of the sixth. We are scoreless. Blue Jays had an opportunity last inning with runners on second and third. Our first extra base hit of the day off the bat of McAfee. And Schmelzley was the runner on third. That one's fouled out of play. Evens the count 2-2. Herman reaching on an error. And Schmelzley running for him, but he was stranded at third. Wind up in the 2-2. Out in front of that slider in the dirt, heading for first. And in time for the out. So another strikeout for McAfee. That makes it 4 for the ball game, 2 for this inning. That brings up the top of the order for just the third time today. And that's Eli Dean, the sophomore shortstop, coming to the plate. Split off the game with a walk. Two gone here in the top of the sixth. First pitch. That one outside and low for ball one, about 2 feet in front of home plate. Coming up next for the Blue Jays will be the 5-6-7 hitters, Kramer, Niehaus, and Grimm. 1-0 pitch. And I think that was outside, as it was, just a touch. Might have been a little bit up as well. McAfee right back to it. Into the lineup, here's a 2-0. That one's in there for a strike on a fastball, just trying to get on the correct side of the count here. Here's the 2-1. The ball ripped into left field for a base hit. Bauman closing on it and tried to turn this into a double, and he will. Well done. And that's the first hit of the ball game. As Eli Dean rips a double into left center field. That was a little bit further to his right. Bauman might have been able to only make that a single with his speed. First pitch, that one misses outside. Ball 1-2, Brock Patton. Walked in the fourth inning. Wiping off some sweat is McAfee. Two gone, top of six, runner on second, two gone. McAfee comes set. Ball hit in the air towards center field, towards Bauman again. This is very playable, not having to move much. He'll make the catch and get out of the inning. One runner left on base, and we are still scoreless. We will head to the bottom of the sixth. Coming up next, here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on Not Their Internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And Sabetha, give us our first run of the ball game coming up. We have Mitchell Kramer, Noel Niehaus, and Jacob Grimm to the plate to face off against Tristan Norwood, the right-handed starter for Perry the Compton. First hit of the ball game for Perry LeCompton was off the bat of Eli Dean with two outs, and trying to bunt, squaring up and pulling back for a ball on the inside is Kramer. It was to left center field for Eli Dean. That ball hit well towards center field, but ball is there, and he'll make the catch, moving a few paces to his right for out number one. So after Kramer's retired via an FA, they'll bring up Noel Niehaus, the sophomore right fielder. He's 1-for-2 with a single in the fourth inning. 5 hits for Sabetha. Unable to get any of those runners across. They did have a threat last inning, runners on second and third, but unable to get the runner across. It was Chase Fry who struck out via a frontwards K swinging. First pitch was low and in the dirt for ball one. And that base hit from Niehaus in the fourth inning was in between Williams and Dean, the third baseman and shortstop, respectively. That one misses for ball two. Two a pitch. That one's in there for a strike taken. Make it 2-1. Norwood still operating from the stretch, regardless whether there's a runner or not, as that one's fouled straight back, makes it 2-2. Both McAfee and Norwood, for the most part, like to work pretty fast. McAfee last inning, taking a few more extra seconds to get a better grip on the baseball. 2-2 pitch. Inside, and, well, thought that was ball three, but, and that's what Coach Houck is coming to check up on. I thought that was ball three. But also, on top of that, oh, I think they're actually calling it a hit by pitch. I think that's what the call is, actually. And Coach Houck is saying that he leaned into it. That is what's going on here. So Niehaus is aboard on hit by pitch. He did kind of lean into it just a little bit, but he got the call regardless. Here's a check over at first. Not in time. Their first hit by pitch of the game. The one gone for Jacob Grimm. They're on first. That one misses up and in for a ball. The 1-0 is Coach Hamilton gives his junior first baseman a signal here. Back over to first once again. No tag. He has 8 stolen bases on the year, tied for the second most on the team with Kramer. And that one misses as well for ball two. Now Coach Houck coming out of the bullpen once again, but this time to check up on his pitcher, who's thrown a couple of balls in a row after going deep into that last count, possibly seeing some signs of fatigue from the right-hander. Another reminder that no broadcast on Thursday. Next broadcast will be another baseball broadcast between Hiawatha and Nemaha Central. They'll go live from Hiawatha at 4:25 p.m. Another big game here in the Big 7. Two teams right in the hunt in Big 7 league play, trying to chase the team that's at the plate. Sabetha, 6-0 in first place. Here we go, 2-0 pitch from Norwood. Swing and a miss from Jacob Grimm, the junior first baseman. That makes count 2-1. Failed to mention Grimm, 1-for-2 on the afternoon, had a single in the second, and flew out to right in the fourth. One pitch fouled straight back over the net, and evens up the count 2-2. One gone, one runner aboard. Noel Niehaus reaching on a hit by pitch, a controversial one at that. Coach Houck thinking that was a, he got to lean into it, which you could definitely argue, as there goes a runner, fouled straight back, so he'll retreat back to first. And we'll do the 2-2 pitch once again. Double play is in play for this Perry LeCompton defense if they execute this well. For Sabetha, trying to get the first run of the ballgame. There's a pitch. And there's strike three. Got him. Nice pitch. Fastball outside edge. And he rings him up. Strikeout number 6. Norwood had 4 strikeouts in the first time through the hitting order, only 2 since then. There goes the runner, fouled straight back, though, off the tip of the bat from Aiden Lang, who was 0-for-2 on the day. Backwards K in the second inning, and a fly to center field in the fourth. The Niehaus just waiting for an opportunity. We haven't had a stolen base yet today from either team as well. Mentioned a couple times to the broadcast, so that's a team that likes to run. They average 5.7 steals per game. Niehaus has his lead. They're back over to first 9 times. Only about a 2.5-step lead. Nothing significant over there at first. Trying to rely on their speed. That is that one in there for a strike outside edge. Lang visibly frustrated with that call, looked like. Again, it was kind of on that outside corner. 0-2 pitch coming from Norwood, 1 pitch away from getting out of the inning. Here it comes. There goes the runner. It's chopped right back to the mound with some spin on it, but Norwood fields it, throws it first in time for the final out. We've played 6, and we still have no score. We go to the top of the 7th with Williams, Ball, and Byers coming up for the cause here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send 2 trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We are scoreless here in Sabetha. Perry LeCompton now comes to the plate. 5 hits for Sabetha, only 1 for the cause. That was last inning, a 2-out double from Eli Dean. And right after that, a fly out to end the inning. It'll be Ty Williams coming to plate. He is 0-for-2. He grounded into a double play in the first inning and reached via fielder's choice in the fourth. The senior third baseman stands in for the third time this afternoon against Christian McAfee. Having an incredible ball game, swing and a miss. Pitch was up and in the zone. As mentioned, only 1 hit allowed, only 2 walks. Swing and a miss. That was way outside. Not happy with himself. He swung at that one. Makes it 0-2. 4 innings for McAfee that he went 3 up, 3 down. The other 2 only faced 4 batters. He's never faced more than 4 batters in an inning so far today. Is that one way up for ball 1? It brings Herman, the catcher, for Sabetha to his feet. Line up in the 1-2. Breaking ball hit in the air, foul territory, first base side, it's out of play. And he'll do the 1-2 pitch over. Final inning. In regulation, that is, 1-2 pitch. That ball is pulled into a diving Garber, throw to first in time. Stretching his grim to make that catch, keeping that foot on the bag. That was well done after Garber slid to his right to make the play. Fantastic defensive effort from both the senior and the junior. That will bring Gunnar Ball to the plate for the third time today. 0-for-2 strikeout looking and a fly out to right field. Ball batting cleanup this afternoon for the cause. That one, opposite field, foul. Watch out for a vehicle. Oh, man, just barely missed. got some space in between the field of play and the vehicles, but still a ball hit well enough could possibly catch some contact with some metal. That one is outside, and that's not the right type of metal, of course. Even as a count 1-1. One gone here in the top of the seventh. We are still scoreless. Fairly confident at Sabetha. That ball ripped down the line, third base side. Fair ball, and that's going to go all the way to the warning track. Rounding first and hang for second. The throw is going to be just barely not in time. That was very close. But a sliding double for Gunnar Ball. And the Caws have a man in scoring position with one out here in the top of the seventh. And that will bring up Caden Byers, the hard-hitting junior first baseman. 0-for-2 on the day on the line out and a ground out. The lefty stands in. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Up and away in the zone. Sure they're not going to have Ball be too aggressive here on the base paths. Haven't had a field attempt yet from second to third for obvious reasons. Step off the back of the mound for a quick look at Ball. Obviously with the sparsity of base runners, he's not going to be going. Just trying to get his lead to be cut in half here. 0-1 pitch. That one's a miss low and away. Going to throw down to second and just barely missing. That was a good attempt from Herman. Large secondary lead by Ball. 1-1 pitch coming up. One out. Top of seven. 0-0. McAfee comes set. Right-handed starter for Sabetha comes to the plate. Slider, pulled, first base side, scoop, grim, underhand, throw, McAfee in time, rounding third, staying there, and not throwing it, was McAfee. Good defensive play there for the Blue Jays, but it allows Ball over to third via fielder's choice, and Zach Essman will come to the plate, the junior catcher, 0-for-2 with a ground out and a fly out. Excuse me, two ground outs, beg your pardon. One to the shortstop and one to the third baseman. Excuse me, first baseman. First pitch misses low ball, 1-0 count, two gone. With that runner on third. The first time that anyone for Paraly Compton has touched third base today. And time called by Essman. McAfee, though, stands in. And ready to go. There's the windup and the 1-0. Swing the miss. Fastball that was up in the zone. That evens the count 1-1. Two gone. McAfee, can he get out of the jam here? Needs one more out. Keep it scoreless. In the dirt. Bad bounce. Gets away from Herman. And that's going to allow the first run to score on a wild pitch. Mention that McAfee has had a few wild pitches, but none of them coming with a base runner on. This one, of course, being a costly one. It's our first run of the ball game. So it's 1-0 Paraly Compton. Essman awaits a 2-1 pitch. That one shot fair in front of the pitcher. Picked up by Herman, throw to first in time. And no, they're going to say it's a foul ball. And again, Coach Houck is not. No, they're going to say it's a fair ball. I thought the home plate umpire was saying it was foul. So that will end the inning. After some miscommunication from the umpires, I think. But it looks like we are ready to move on to the bottom of the seventh. We have a score. It's 1-0 Paraly Compton here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services. With Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126. Or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
KNZA.
Triforce Sabetha, they trail 1-0 after a wild pitch that scores Gunner Ball from third base after a one-out double. And it will be Garber, the nine-hitter for the Blue Jays, coming up. And on deck is Josh Herman, the leadoff man. And in the hole is Marcus Baumann. Garber is 1-for-2 with a single all the way back in the second inning. Herman reached base via an error in the fifth, and Baumann reached base via a walk. A couple quick words from Essman and Norwood before we resume play, it looks like, and looks like we are ready to go. The right-handed senior shortstop stands in. Norwood comes set and unleashes the first pitch of the at-bat, and it's in there for strike one. Can Sabetha extend this ball game here in the bottom of the seventh? Here's the 0-1 pitch to Garber. Fouls that one straight back, makes it 0-2. Norwood taking a little bit of time in between pitches here. Trying to play this game at his pace. Here's the 0-2. Chops to the third baseman, cleanly fielded by Williams, fires low throw, and scooped well by Byers for out number one. Byers dropped one of those earlier in the game, the fifth inning, on a low throw from Dean. And that will bring up Josh Herman. Mentioned, reached base in the fifth inning via an error. And that one in there, strike one. And it was that error from Byers that he reached base on. He also grounded into a force out in the second and struck out in the first, as that one's taken for a ball. That strikeout that he had that led off the game was his first strikeout of the season. Came into this game batting a modest .323. Fourth highest batting average, fourth most hits on the team. Swing and a miss. And on the hands, strike two. Norwood is wheeling and dealing. And now taking some extra time is Herman. Playing a little bit too fast for his liking here. Trying to slow the game and get Norwood maybe a little bit uncomfortable, but nothing has really slowed him down today. 1-2 pitch. Outside, evens the count 2-2. Another reminder, coming up next Monday, Hiawatha hosting Nemaha Central here on 103.9 FM KNZA, 4:30 first pitch for baseball. Swing and a miss. High heat, got him. One out away from a victory on the road for the cause. Trying to knock off the Blue Jays from their pedestal in the Big 7 League. As mentioned, Baumann reached via walk in the first inning, stranded at second. Down to the last out. First pitch. In there, strike one. If Norwood gets his final out, it'd be hard to believe that the pitcher that only allowed just two hits would be on the losing side. Fouled straight back. For strike two, so now just one strike away. Sabetha's had five hits this afternoon, had runners on second and third in the fifth inning. And if this goes final, that's certainly what we would look back to. Not very many opportunities, but haven't been able to capitalize. Norwood comes set, comes to the plate. That's hit into right field. That'll drop in for a base hit over the head of Patton in front of Metcalf. Sabetha's still alive with the game-tying runner aboard. That brings up Christian McAfee. Misa Betha, starting pitcher, had that double in the fifth inning to start that threat that came up empty. Two gone, bottom of seven. McAfee awaits the first pitch from Norwood. Delman has his lead. First pitch. Third base side, outfield, slicing, foul. Out of play. That was well struck. McAfee, the right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Taking some extra time in between pitches here, getting a final word from head coach Curtis Hamilton over at third base. The one pitch from Norwood incoming. Here it comes. Outside, even as the count 1-1. Good frame job by Essaman, but not fooling the umpire. Bauman, about a 2.5 step lead over at first. 1-1 pitch. There goes the runner. The pitch is outside. The tag not in time. It actually is wide of Dean. He can't make the catch. And that's our first steal of the ballgame. And it's from Bauman, who came into today leading the team in stolen bases with 10. He now has 11. Now the tying runner is on second base. And they're not going to hold him here with 2-1 count. Two gone, bottom of seven. 1-0 lead for Perry LeCompton. That one misses Lewin in for ball three. The Norwood really needs to take a deep breath here and reel it back in with now a 3-1 count coming up. Hitter's count for McAfee. Hit in the air. And that is, once again, third base side slicing and out of play. Almost exact same spot of that last one that he had. That was on the first pitch of this count. That makes it 3-2. Two gone, bottom of seven. These are the kind of moments you dream of as a kid. McAfee awaiting the pitch. Here it comes from Norwood. Hold, first base side just barely foul. So he's put one opposite field twice in foul territory, and now he's fouled one on a pull. So we'll do the 3-2 over again. Bauman over there at second on a two-out single and stealing second base. Norwood comes set. Here is 3-2 pitch. Inside, ball four and low. So now the game-winning run is over at first. And it is the third time today that the Blue Jays have had multiple base runners, and Norwood's day is done. After 6 2/3 innings, they're going to go ahead and pull him. It gives us the time to step aside and take a breather. 1-0, Perry LeCompton just one out away from getting the win. Can they do it? Here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
KNZA.
All right, so we got some defensive adjustments. Looks like it's going to be Niehaus, who will be at third. It'll be Dean, who will be on the rubber for the cause. So two gone, runners on first and second. Chase Fry will be at the plate. He is 1-for-3. He had a single in the third and two strikeouts. First pitch. Now it's inside. It gets away from Essman. Both runners are going to advance. Bauman gets up to third. And McAfee up to second. And that will be a wild pitch. So now we have the game tying runner at third, the game winning runner at second. And all of a sudden, Fry can win this game with one swing of the bat. 1-0 pitch, fouled straight back to the screen, evens the count 1-1. Bottom of the seventh, 1-0, Perry the Compton lead. They got the lead after Gunnar Ball hit a one-out double and came home to score on a wild pitch. 1-1 pitch. Chops that one foul down the third base side. And once again, just one strike away from the victory for Perry the Compton. Chase Fry coming into today, batting 324 with six ribbies. And now a timeout called by the junior third baseman. Here we go. Here's the pitch. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. And Perry the Compton wins the game. They survived the threat in the bottom of the second, excuse me, seventh, beg your pardon, with runners on second and third, and they hand Sabetha their first loss in league play. We'll wrap it up here in 60 seconds. Once again, your final score, 1-0. Perry Compton with the victory here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.